World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you live on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Nate Abarea. Send me that love mail and even the hate mail at NateWST in the Twitter sphere and follow us at World Soccer Talk. Twitter sphere blowing up today all about Real Madrid's season going up in smoke in the span of the last 4 days. We're going to talk all about that a little later in the show with our guest who we are privileged to be joined by. It's Mr. Rodney Marsh, the co-host of the Grumpy Pundits on SiriusXM FC 94. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, you can hear the Grumpy Pundits. Rodney calling us from Tampa. So how's the great state of Florida treating you this evening, sir?
Good evening. It's raining, it's muggy, and it's typical Florida.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about Tampa later in the show in relation to your time with the Tampa Bay Rowdies, and we're going to talk about Real Madrid and Juventus, of course. We're going to talk about the situation at one of your former clubs, Queen's Park Rangers, and take a glorious trip down memory lane and talk about English football in the 1960s and what it was like being in England for the 1966 World Cup. But first, we got to talk about the Grumpy Pundits. You and our good pal, Tommy Smith, putting this thing together. Tell us about the show and about some of its unique qualities, Mr. Marsh.
Yeah, well, first of all, he called me Rodney. The origin of the show was from Joe Tollison, who's the executive producer of SiriusXM FC 94. He's the boss, and he put together a show because Tommy and I have been around quite a few years with the football circuit, the soccer circuit, and he found that we were going on and droning on about the game and the problems and all this, and it was quite a good idea, and we did a show one day, and that's how it kicked off, and it's kind of stuck, and we're having some good fun with it.
Well, Rodney, we had Tommy Smith on the show just last Thursday, as a matter of fact, and so it was great getting his perspective. And I'm curious, from your perspective, how did this thing really come together? How did you and Tommy really come together for the good of this thing and become the duo that you guys now are?
Well, I think that fundamentally it's because we're internationals in terms of the world game, number one. And number two is we've both been in America for 35 years. So we know the North American Soccer League, we know MLS, we know the international stage, and we complement each other. And it's just like, fundamentally, Nate, what it is just two guys chatting about soccer. We could be in a pub on a Sunday morning, you know. It's very laid back, and as I say, it's really, really good fun.
Well, definitely cohesion is audible within this show. You and Tommy going together fantastically. Had a few chances to listen to the show myself. And I got to ask you, as one of the hosts of the Grumpy Pundits, what have been some of your favorite moments so far since this thing got started here in 2015?
Yeah, good question. Very early in the show, we had I called Roy Hodgson, the England manager, and I wanted to get him to come on the show because it was around the time that England were going to play an international match. And he said, Rodney, he said, I'm actually in Miami. He said, I'm in Miami on vacation. So I said, why did you come on the show? And he said, well, I will come on the show. He said, but it's only in America, isn't it? I said, yeah. I said, it's a national program. It's SiriusXM, you know. He said, does it go back to the United Kingdom? I said, no. What goes here stays here. You know, what happens here? He said, okay, no problem. So that was one of the early highlights. And we had some good fun with Roy Hodgson talking about the England team, of course, and American soccer, too.
Rodney, you just touched on something there that relates. Actually, multiple guests on this show have made the same point, and that is that these incredibly high-profile characters in European soccer, and whether it's in England or Spain or Italy, they're almost willing to give the American American press and even just as various media outlets based in America more access than they'd give journalists and radio broadcasters and television folks in their own respective countries. I'm curious to hear you shine a little bit more light on why you think that is.
I have no idea. I really have no clue, but you're absolutely right. I mean, we hear that all the time. As an example, today on our show, we had Matt Dickinson, who's the chief sports writer for the Times of London, you know, the biggest newspaper in the UK, and he came on the show today, and he was talking about everything, and, you know, you're very relaxed and very, you know, open. When they're back in their own country, when they're back in the UK, they tend to be more guarded and careful of what they say. But it seems because it's America and because the country is so big and so forgiving, you know, they're prepared to make statements that they wouldn't make back home. And that's possibly a reason.
Well, again, Rodney Marsh is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio, talking all about the Grumpy Pundits program, which you can hear on Sirius XM FC Channel 94, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern. Got about 3 minutes or so left in this segment before we got to head to break, Rodney. And I want to real quickly get a little bit of background on your start in broadcasting. It's actually a very unique story after you retired from your playing days and after some time spent in various managerial roles. Talk about your start in broadcasting and your relationship with one of the greatest players of all time in George Best.
Yeah, I went in to do a little bit of coaching at the end of my playing career, and I did the World Cup for ITV television in 1990, and just after that I got back with my old mate George Best, and we did a series of after-dinner shows, you know, speaking engagements where we did questions from the audience, and we did a few of those, and it really took off. And then it was the show and the idea was picked up by Sky Sports. Sky Sports now, 25 years later, is the biggest broadcaster of soccer in the world. And if at that time I knew that they were going to become so big, I'd have asked for a lot more money.
Absolutely. Again, Rodney Marsh, our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And in relation to the Grumpy Pundits, talk about where you envision taking this thing. And again, the show very, very unique in the type of banter that is within it and does actually have its very, very own unique qualities. And talk about where you'd like to see this thing go and where you'd like to see it evolve to as the soccer seasons blend together and we just roll forward here as the soccer community.
Yeah, good question, because it's kind of organic. You know, most radio shows, most media shows are laid out with a set agenda and a set program, but with us we start off going down one road, and then, you know, suddenly we're in another road in another room, and then we move on to a different room, and then we get a phone call, and then somebody will change it, and then we'll get a guest come on the radio, and he'll start talking about something we had no idea that he was going to talk about. So it's very fluid, it's very organic, and Tommy and I have the ability, you know, touch wood, to adjust and change no matter where the show is taken. And of course, Tommy is a big gambler. He knows all the odds, and he loves a bet. And so when it goes down that road as well, we can go down there, and we can talk a little bit about horse racing and the Preakness coming up. And then we're talking about Mayweather, you know, Pac-Man when he fought him. And so it's a kind of organic show, and it seems to be working.
And Tommy can even lay down some odds for the upcoming Gaelic football matches taking place in the Bronx every weekend. You gotta love it. Rodney Marsh is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio, and you can hear Rodney and Tommy Smith, the Grumpy Pundits, on Sirius XM FC 94, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Talk about transitions, moving to a different road. We're talking Juve and Madrid on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio. Madrid season going up in flames. A lot of people loving it. We're talking about it on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Gol TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a two-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to Fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at Fubo.tv/radio right now. Fubo.tv/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you live on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me at NateWST and follow us on Twitter at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the program. Rodney Marsh is our guest here on this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. And in that first segment, we talked all about the Grumpy Pundits Show. Rodney and our good pal Tommy Smith putting that thing on Sirius XM. But now it is time to talk about the champions, Juventus, getting by Real Madrid today. Would you believe it? Ronaldo puts a penalty in the first half. It looks like Madrid is going through not so fast, says the former Madrid man, Alvaro Morata. He scores, and then he doesn't celebrate against his former team. It's like the new trendy thing to do. It's I call it the skinny jeans of modern football. Celebrate. You just scored a goal that sent your side to the Champions League final. I don't care who the hell it's against. Celebrate the dang goal. All right, let's talk about Madrid here, Rodney, because Juventus are through to the final. Juventus has had a fantastic season. Quite to the contrary for Real Madrid, where both their domestic campaign and their Champions League campaign, they've gone up in flames in the course of just 4 days. Talk about what it's like just seeing this for Real Madrid.
Well, the first thing is we had Ramon Calderon on the show on Grumpy Pundits about 6 weeks ago, Ramon was the ex-president of Real Madrid, and he was talking about Real Madrid has a failure, is not an option policy. And that's exactly what's happened in the last 6 weeks. Real Madrid have been involved in every tournament. Now they can't win a thing. There'll be no trophies this year. And in my opinion, Nate, I think Carlo Ancelotti is toast.
Okay, well, you segue perfectly into what I want to talk about next, and you actually answered the next question. I'm going to throw out a few characters at Real Madrid, and I want you to tell me, and with a little why or why not, if they're going to be playing or coaching at Real Madrid next year. You already said Carlo Ancelotti. That was the first one I was going to ask you. You say he's as good as gone, and I got to agree with you based on the policies at Real Madrid and the culture of what Real Madrid are as a club. Ancelotti is absolute host. So I'm going to ask you about a few players, and the first one is a man who has struggled mightily, and today was actually quite painful to watch in so many ways, especially if you're a fan of this individual. And I speak, of course, of Gareth Bale. Do you see Gareth Bale being a Real Madrid player next season?
Oh, my goodness, Gareth Bale. I mean, in the last 3 weeks, he's been absolutely slaughtered in the press. The press don't like him. The fans don't like him. Cristiano Ronaldo doesn't like him. He had his car. It was damaged a few weeks ago when the fans rolled his car. It wouldn't surprise me if he was put into the witness protection program. he's had an absolute nightmare, and of course, everybody's saying that he could be off. Now, the big question for me is, I've got to go back to Ancelotti, because if Ancelotti is gone, and a new guy comes into the football club, I think it's very important for Gareth Bale that the person that comes in is a Gareth Bale-type fan coach. Because if not, then Bale will be off. Simple as that. So until we find out who the new coach is, I think Bale will be pretty much on ice.
Gareth Bale to Chelsea for 2015-2016. It's been rumored. Who knows? Yeah. Crazier things have happened. We know that Russian oil tycoons have great affection for prominent Welsh players. No, it's actually something I'm just completely making up. Okay, next character that I'm going to ask you about, Rodney. It is everybody's favorite Mexican at Real Madrid. It's Chicharito. It's El Chicharito Hernandez Javier. Do you see Chicharito being a Real Madrid player next season?
No, I think he's one that's going to leave. I like him, actually. I think he's a terrific little player. I like him a lot. But, you know, he's been on the bench most of the year. It's only been the last couple of weeks that he's got into the team. And when he's got into the team, he's done very, very well. But when you're behind Benzema, who's the number one goal scorer, number one striker, you're always going to be struggling. And for that reason alone, he's not been anywhere near the starting lineup this season. I see him being off in the summer and playing somewhere else come next August.
You see him coming back to England, perhaps?
I'm not so sure that he was happy playing in England. I don't know the answer to that question, where he might go. I just think that he'll be gone.
Well, another rumor that came out today, and actually our guest yesterday here on World Soccer Talk Radio, Grant Wall of Sports Illustrated and Fox Sports, breaking this one today. Rumors of Chicharito coming to Major League Soccer and Chicharito getting scooped up by Orlando. The fact that those rumors even exist, I think, shows how far Major League Soccer has come. I do not think that Chicharito Hernandez will be coming to Major League Soccer. But again, stranger things have happened. Rodney Marsh is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio, and we're talking all about the Real Madrid season going up in flames in the last 4 days, and what could be what many people fear or predict will be a mass exodus of high-priced talent come this summer, and the one that everybody wants to know about Rodney is, of course, Cristiano Ronaldo. With the way that this season unraveled, not just in the last 4 days, it's so easy to talk about the last 4 days, but I'm so glad you bring up the last 6 weeks or so, the last month and a half, as this thing has really started to spiral for Real Madrid. And all the while, there's Ronaldo. With the way this thing happened, is it conceivable for Cristiano Ronaldo to possibly leave Real Madrid come this summer?
It's possible. It's very, very possible. But the big thing about Cristiano is he's a little bit like Messi, and that is that he can write his own ticket. If he wants to go, he'll go. If he wants to stay, he'll stay. Money is not a factor for Cristiano Ronaldo. We all know that. Other players might be driven by money. He's got so much and will get so much money that it doesn't matter to him. I think he wants to be happy. Is he happy at Real Madrid? It doesn't look like it to me, that's for sure. It might be one of those situations, you know, that he sits down with the president and they come to some type of mutual agreement, because how many teams in the world can afford to buy Cristiano Ronaldo? He's got to be worth something like $200 to $250 million on the transfer market, hasn't he?
Oh, something like that, and then we're getting into weekly wages as well, yeah, for Cristiano Ronaldo. And if I'm going to throw out an answer to that question, I'd say off the top of my head, maybe two or three clubs in the entire world, maybe with Manchester City and the Etihad, yeah, folks being one, with Real Madrid, yeah, and perhaps Barcelona, and we know that'll never happen. So it seems like either a Manchester City or Real Madrid, and so it's such a strange situation. I'm glad you kind of shine that light on it, because where the hell can he go? That's, I think, the biggest question here.
Well, you got another side of the coin, because we discussed this today on our show. What with the financial fair play rules, if you try to sign Cristiano Ronaldo, it would put you in a hole for the next 3 years, because the transfer fee would be so astronomical that you'd have to probably unload five or six of your own players so that you got under the financial fair play rules. And there are very few teams that could afford to do that. But as you quite rightly pointed out, when you've got the kind of money that the Middle East owners of Manchester City have, and even the Russian Abramovich at Chelsea, maybe that's the only two options.
Cristiano Ronaldo to Chelsea. Get at us on the Twitter sphere all about that one, at World Soccer Talk and at HW.
Could you imagine that?
It's making me cringe right now just thinking about it. Again, Rodney Marsh is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We have got about a minute and a half before we got to head to break here, Rodney. So let's real quickly look at this mouthwatering Champions League final, June the 6th in Deutschland. It's Juve and it's Barca. It's not the Clasico that everyone seemed like they were looking forward to, but instead it's this very classic matchup, European Cup final style of these two historic clubs, the resurgence of Juve. Do you think Barca is just going to be far too much for the Italians to handle, or could you see Juventus pulling off something special in this Champions League final? Again, about a minute before we got to head to break, Rodney.
Sure. Well, the first thing I want to say is I'm delighted that it's Juventus-Barcelona in the final. I think it's styles make fights. Styles make matchups. And the defense of Juventus, the attack of Barcelona, I think it's going to be an absolutely superb final.
Juventus and Barcelona. Quite a few storylines going into that one. You got Tevez and Mascherano and all of their history, those Argentine mates who, remember, way back when came to England together. I know all you West Ham fans remember that. Tevez versus Mascherano. You've also got Chiellini versus Suarez. Chomp, chomp, vampire time. Pass the salt. This Italian needs a little bit more flavor. Louis going against Chiellini. Unbelievable. It is going to be incredible. Juve and Barca in the Champions League final. We're talking England in the 60s, as well as that QPR situation on the other side of this break with Rodney Marsh. My name is Nate Abarea. This is World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
all know, healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Good, are we still sounding all right? World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Going to continue our chat here on World Soccer Talk Radio with Rodney Marsh of the Grumpy Pundits in just a couple of moments. But first, we got to talk again about Rabble.tv. What are you doing Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time? You need to be joining yours truly and my good pal Nick Webster, as we will be doing live audio broadcasting of Sunderland and Leicester on Rabble.tv, the Black Cats and the Foxes, both trying to keep their Premier League hopes alive as they get ready for the relegation rumble, the battle to avoid relegation from the Premier League. And talked about this a few times already this week. Sunderland and Leicester could most definitely work out a little backroom deal and play to a draw and both be mutual beneficiaries of that draw. But we'll see if any funny business goes down or if they come out and they play some hard football. At the same time, we'll be keeping our eye on the Spurs whole match and the QPR Newcastle United affair. Who's going to stay in the Prem? Who is going down? Promises to be a very nervy Saturday set of matches. Who doesn't love the battle to avoid relegation? As well as listening to yours truly and Nick Webster, you can join in on the experience as well. Post questions in the conversations thread and share your insight and predictions of who will be going down. So sign up today, Rabble.tv. Again, Rabble.tv. It's at absolutely free. Set yourself a reminder Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time here in the good old U.S. of A. And if you got an iPhone, be sure to download the Rapple app, and you can listen to the broadcast anywhere you go. Mute the TV, turn on Rapple, and prepare for the relegation rumble. Again, Rodney Marsh of the Grumpy Pundits on Sirius XMSC Channel 94 is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We talked all about the Grumpy Pundits. We talked all about Juventus and Real Madrid and Real Madrid's season going up in flames. And I don't think there's a whole lot of sympathy for them from the worldwide footballing community. It is time now, Rodney, to head on back to merry old England and talk about a situation going on at one of your former clubs that is anything but merry, and that is Queen's Park Rangers, who were just officially relegated this past weekend. But the story gets much deeper, and it relates directly to that owner, Mr. Tony Fernandez, and the fact that QPR could be punished by the Footballing League and essentially kicked out of the Footballing League if they don't pay a massive fine for abusing various financial rules in the process of Tony Fernandez building this squad. What's your take on the situation going on at Queen's Park Rangers right now? And do you see them getting taken all the way down to the conference? Or do you think Mr. Fernandez is going to learn his lesson, pay this massive fine, and QPR will stay in the championship?
Well, that's four questions in one, and I'll try my best to go one by one. The first question is should they not pay the fine? Now, at the moment, the fine is £58 million. That's the fine. So that's the equivalent of about $82 million fine. They've appealed it. It goes to arbitration. If they should uphold the fine, then Queen's Park Rangers will have to pay that fine. If they don't, they will be thrown out of the Football League. That's never happened. It's never happened where a team has gone from the Premier League to out of the league ever before in the history of English football. So that will be, outrageous for that to happen. But it could happen. The second question with regards to the downfall of the football club in the last 5 or 6 years. Well, I put it all down to this, Nate. You know, the definition of insanity is keep on doing the same thing and expecting to get a different outcome. And that's what they've done. They've changed managers year after year after year. They've changed players. They've brought in mercenary-type players. It's been up and down and promotion, relegation, and they just keep making the same mistakes year on year on year. And I think that this could be their Waterloo. I think this could be a watershed time for Queen's Park Rangers Football Club. If they don't get it right now, they could be gone.
Gone from the face of the footballing earth. You're definitely not the first person to say that. It sounds so doomsday-like, but this is completely conceivable that QPR could, for all intents and purposes, disappear if this massive punishment is handed down. And so we'll see how Tony Fernandez elects to handle this thing and if they pay the fine. That seems to be the biggest factor right now in determining our ability to answer this and analyze this whole thing is simply, will he pay the fine? And so we will have to remain patient as far as the answer to that, and we'll see what comes of this whole situation going on at Queen's Park Rangers. All right, time to take a little trip down memory lane, Rodney, and brighten the mood a little bit here as far as QPR and the City of London and the footballing nation known as England. I want to talk with you about England in the 1960s. It was great. We recently had Thomas Rongen on the show talk about another FLA connection down there, and Thomas talked all about Holland in the 1970s and the glory period of football in Holland in the 1970s. And so let's do the same thing right here, but let's move over to England. Talk about what it was like for you as a young player. You're so London-based, your youth career with West Ham and Fulham, and your senior career getting off to a bang at Fulham, and then you moved to Queen's Park Rangers for 6 years, and it's all right through this glory period of the 1960s in England. And talk about what it was like watching that whole culture kind of develop as it moved towards that pinnacle moment of winning the World Cup in 1966.
Well, I grew up as a young lad in the 60s and 70s, and that was the greatest time in Europe for music, for fashion, for movie stars, for sports and everything. It was a great, great time. And of course, England won the World Cup in 1966. It's documented, it's all history, and in a wonderful final game where it was 4-2, England beat the Germans, and there was, of course, they've got history amongst the two countries and all that sort of stuff. Very, very passionate, and an incredible time to be around football. So it's some of the happiest times of my life, and I wouldn't change any of that for the world.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought up the cultural aspects of the 1960s, and specifically, I want to plant ourselves right back in the mid 1960s and kind of that 64 to 66 era, which is known by so many musical historians as an era that spawned so much greatness. And talk about the connection between music culture and footballing culture in England during that period.
Well, that's right, and two of the greatest bands in history were formed in the 60s, of course, and that was the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones, they're 70 years old now, and they're still selling out every time they play, so that was a marvelous time, of course. But what happened was some of those music people, like Rod Stewart, for instance. Rod Stewart's his 60s and 70s. Rod Stewart now lives in Los Angeles. He's got his own soccer team over there, amateur team. He's a big Celtic and Manchester United supporter. Elton John bought the Los Angeles Aztecs. He bought Watford Football Club in England. He loves football. He loves to play. So a lot of these musicians from the 60s and 70s, yes, they do love their football, and yes, they have been involved.
Well, it's a very, very, it's almost bizarre to think about these areas of culture overlapping so much, and so many people point to that. And I've got to move a little bit further north and talk about Merseyside at this time. And this was for yours truly as a Liverpool fan. And when you study the history of Liverpool Football Club, that Bill Shankly was building this project at Anfield right around the same time that the Beatles are playing small venues in Liverpool and becoming the Beatles. And so, I mean, talk about the parallels as well of the cultural, the music culture and the footballing culture, and how they kind of maybe fed off of each other, not only in various cities like Liverpool and the Mersey Beat, but even in England as a whole.
Well, you got to understand something, and that is that Liverpool, and still is today, is an incredibly poor area, like London. There are places in London that are still damaged from the war, from the Second World War, as is Liverpool. Liverpool is a very, very poor town, and players came out of the poverty in London and in Liverpool. So some of the greatest players that ever played for Liverpool Football Club and for the London clubs were just brought from a very poor upbringing. So they've got that in common. One Shankly story, which I always love to tell, is his passion for football and Liverpool. And he was through and through Liverpool Football Club, the great Bill Shankly. On his wedding day, he said to his wife after the wedding, he said, "Darling," he said, "I've got a surprise for you. I'm going to take you somewhere. And if you like it, we can do it again." And he took her to watch Liverpool reserves play.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Rodney, I've been told that I am an absolute lunatic I've given various Bill Shankly quotes to my high school teams that I coach here in Northern California. And I'll never forget this past season. This is the one where my good pal Robin Burt from the World Soccer Talk podcast said, Nate, you're losing your mind. You can't be dropping Shankly on American high school kids. But I told him the story that Bill always told about what football meant, and he compared the story to when he was in the army and he had to scrub about 6,000 dishes. But I was going to make sure that my dish was cleaner than your dish, and that's honesty. And if every football player took that approach, the team would be better as a whole because it starts with the individual. And I told them that. And so I think I've paraphrased it well, but most people think I'm an absolute lunatic for pushing Bill Shankly on American high school players. Rodney, we've got about a minute left here with you. And so real quickly, share what you would remember as a couple of your greatest moments back there in the 1960s and your time with Queen's Park Rangers and Fulham and that glory period of the 60s in England.
Okay, well, before I go, I just want to tell you one story which will be a good story to end the interview on. It's about George Best, the great George Best, who everybody thought was irresponsible, and he drank, and he was an alcoholic and gambling and womanizing and all that, and that's true. But he wanted to be organized. He didn't want to let people down, and we went on a tour, and after the game, we go back to the hotel, and he stays out drinking. And he's going back to the hotel. He's walking back through the roads. It was in Norway. He's walking back, and as he's walking back, he's thinking to himself, I can't miss the flight. I can't miss the flight. And he gets back to the hotel. He stumbles in. He says to the night porter, he said, you've got to get me a wake-up call. Don't let me down. You've got to get me a wake-up call. And the guy says, certainly, Mr. Best. What time would you like it for? He said, oh, he said, 7:30. He said, it's 7:40 now.
Classic. Thank you so much for sharing that, Rodney, and for also for me growing up as a San Jose Earthquake supporter, I was privileged to be taught about Georgie Best's time as a San Jose Earthquake, where, as you probably know, Rodney, he scored perhaps the greatest goal of his entire career in a San Jose Earthquakes uniform way back when at Spartan Stadium. Rodney Marsh, it has been a blast chatting with you, and hopefully we can do this again soon, sir.
You bet.
Again, that was Rodney Marsh, the co-host of The Grumpy Pundits on Sirius XM FC Channel 94. You can hear The Grumpy Pundits, Rodney, and our good pal Tommy Smith, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. We're closing this thing out on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from 7 different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like. Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant?
I'm sorry, what's that word you're saying?
Croissant?
Bahama?
Croissant? There's a big poster here.
Oh, you mean croissant? The light, flaky, buttery sandwiches that are 2 for $4.
Yeah.
Sure. Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. Another huge thank you to our guest in this edition of the program, Rodney Marsh, the co-host of the Grumpy Pundits program with our good pal Tommy Smith. What a show talking with Rodney about that new Sirius XM program, the Grumpy Pundits, which again you can hear Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Talking about our good pal Tommy Smith, some of the favorite moments from the show. Talked all about Juventus and their resurgence. Talked about the explosion of Real Madrid. Will they stay or will they go now? Carlo Ancelotti, Gareth Bale, Chicharito, Ronaldo, even a few more rumored to be heading out of the Bernabeu this summer. We talked about Queen's Park Rangers and that wacky owner known as Tony Fernandez, and a little trip back to England in the 1960s, and even got to hear some firsthand tales of hanging out with Georgie Best. What a show. Thank you to Rodney Marsh. And tomorrow, Arlo White of NBC Sports will be joining us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Cannot wait for that. Until then, take care. Have a wonderful rest of your footballing evening. My name is Nate Abarea. For our engineer back in San Francisco, Mr. Scott Cuddy, and the gaffer, Christopher Harris. Bye for now. Talk to you tomorrow.